The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've been kind of feeling guilty about a couple things. My mom had to have a procedure done, and it was fine. I mean, I waited in the waiting room. This was a little while back. But I found myself really wanting to leave and come back. You know, I'm like, why do I have to stay? And when it came time for her colonoscopy, that's kind of what I did. I dropped her off, then went, took the kids to school, figured I could get all this work done, then swing back around and pick her butt. I mean, pick her up, right? I love my mom, but I mean, and I'm a doctor, and I should know that I should be there in case, God forbid, anything happens or whatever. But I'm the type of person where I can't just sit around. I have to be doing, I got so much to do that I need to get stuff done. So even though I sat through one of her surgeries for a colonoscopy, I dropped her off and I went and took the kids to school, etc. So I've been feeling guilty, and luckily I'm not the only one that's done that. So Tom, all right, what did you do?
All right, so I took my friend in for a parathyroid something. It was apparently a bigger surgery than I thought. I thought it was just like in out, and it was. I mean, she got dropped off at I had her there by 8 in the morning and picked her up by, I think I picked her up around 1 or noon.
Was it a hospital? Or, I mean, was it an outpatient center, or was it like the...
It's the big hospital down the road for me.
Okay.
And they're really good, really friendly people. Incredibly nice about the whole thing. It was pretty cool with them. But they kept calling me, and I live 3 blocks away. So like, they basically kidnapped my car, and were like, okay, yeah, you gotta stay around here. And I was just like, okay, you know. And they told me about the Midtown Center, which I eat at all the time. It's just down the road from my house. And it's on the same block as the hospital.
But so why did you want to go home, though? It's not that you were hungry. Were you bored? Because I need some
validation.
Because
I had a guitar that was just sitting there. I took the morning off, you know, and I traded shifts. So I did a late-night shift last night and took...
Yeah, we missed you. Ben totally screwed up the whole entire show.
Oh,
my ratings dropped. I'm joking.
Ben.
That's fine.
Ben.
You were gone, and the whole show went to pot. I'm joking. I love you, Ben. But no, yeah, so you were off. So, no, but why did you leave? Did you leave because you were bored, or did you leave because you were hungry?
I left because who wants to sit in a hospital for 5-6 hours while somebody else is completely unconscious? And, like, I can't receive phone calls or texts. The hospital has that cut off, but I can use their Wi-Fi. But I don't want to sit there poking around on my phone for 5-6 hours. I've got my house is literally 3 blocks away. I can walk out the door, and I just let them keep the car for a while. They validated my parking. Kind of annoying, but whatever.
Do you have to pay for parking at the hospital?
It is a paid parking, but if you're there as because I was supposed to be like the family member friend who came in, dropped her off, and picked her up, and like. I did that with another friend who had a colonoscopy, and they
sit and watch that.
Yeah, well, I want nothing to do with that, and they drugged her up really good. She was hilarious. That was funny.
It is funny. I mean, that's why I always keep your phone in case you want to YouTube them. See, I live in Vegas. We don't have to pay for parking yet. But well, I couldn't imagine paying for... No one would visit you at the hospital.
Yeah.
If you had to pay for parking.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive. At least this the one particularly that I went to yesterday. But the other one that I dropped my friend off at, this is a different hospital. They had the blue door. You can just drive up to it, drop them off. They walk inside all hunky-dory, yeah. And then they walk out with an aide later, all drugged up and hilarious.
You need
and
to drop your waiting rooms.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm just dropping them off to get them high. It's hilarious.
All right, so this is what I think. I think, Tom, you and I need to create a waiting room, like, hotel or club or something, because I think waiting rooms are very boring. I think they're very sad. Nobody wants to be there, and we got a lot of work to get done. And what's happening when they're under anesthesia? And I'm not trying to be crass. I mean, you know, most surgeries are fine. I mean, you know, here I am as a doctor trying to tell everybody, look, you guys don't have to worry. Excuse me. Surgeries are safe. Your loved one's not going to die. So if most of the surgeries are safe, why aren't waiting rooms more hospitable and more entertaining for people that have to sit there and wait?
I will say the one thing that I saw in the waiting room that I do want that I thought was so cool. They had the skylight things that looked like the sky, like they had window things. And I was just like, we need those in this studio. GCN, it has no windows in this basement. We have a small TV with two cameras at either door, and we don't get to see outside.
You do need the light. That'll explain why you guys have the attitudes you have.
Exactly.
I mean, I was wondering. You know, you really.
That's why
need
we're
some
all
summer.
So morbid over here.
It is. It's very, very dark. But you know what? That's cool because, I mean, think about it. You know, if you guys had to look at me while I was broadcasting, that could be pretty scary. I'd want the lights out, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, good. Thank you for validating. I thought I was the only one kooky. So, guys, listen. You know, this is what you need to do. You need to write your hospital. First, tell them to quit charging for parking because that's absolutely ridiculous. That's my biggest fear. I'm going to be in the hospital one day, God forbid, and nobody's going to want to show up because they have to pay $12 an hour for parking. But number two is sitting in the waiting room really blows. And we don't want to do that anymore. I mean, we've become a society now where we just have too much going on, and we don't want to wait. I mean, remember when women gave birth and the dads had to sit in the waiting room the whole time? I was in labor for 5 days. In fact, they sent me home because the baby still wasn't coming out. You know, my fluids were fine, and then I had to come back. So I was in labor for 5 days. And really, if my husband had to sit there wait in the waiting room that whole time. So I think we need to change things up a little bit. See, now dads get to be in the room. So Corey was entertained by the umbilical cord and the mucus plug and all the other fun stuff that happens during birth. But we honestly, guys, if you can make waiting rooms more interesting, then more people would go to your hospital for surgery. See, I'm making y'all so much money. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I know. You guys, I really love that you guys listen. I really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Joseph Cases Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials now that Ben never wants to work the dials again because I made fun of him for messing up the show, even though he really didn't. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I really hope I don't get anybody fired, including myself, all right, because, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, every year I ask you guys to call in and tell me how you punished your kids, okay? Because I grew up in the spanking days, and not the spanking, the whooping days. You got a whooping, and, I mean, it would be a belt, there would be a paddle. So, I mean, whatever was handy, you got I mean, you got whooped with it, you know, or, you know, many of my friends, my dad had a belt, but many of my friends would have to go to the tree and get a switch, and it had to be a good one, and then bring it back, and that's what they had to get their butt whooped with. And it was not a very fun childhood for a lot of us, but things had to change. And by the time I had kids, spanking was not allowed. And when I first started having kids, that's when it was all about time out. So I don't hit the kids because I didn't like the way I was disciplined growing up. And so I went the other way with time out. And it was an absolute joke. I mean, my kids were sitting there giggling in time out. When I put both of them in time out, they just stared at each other and giggled. And I had to come up with other forms of punishment. So I'd like to know what you guys found an effective means of punishment without getting thrown in jail. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. How did you punish your kids without going to jail? And we have another study out today saying spanking can pose long-term harms to the children. And this is now a five-decade analysis. And I have to admit, I agree that spanking is not the way to go. I agree. Just, I don't know how to discipline these kids. You know, I mean, I know how to discipline my kids, and they don't like it. And I do it without hitting. I mean, I was able to devise a way. I'll tell you guys in a sec. But, again, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. So anyway, according to the study, or this 2014 UNICEF report, 80% of parents worldwide spank their kids. But a meta-analysis of five decades of research published today, in the Journal of Family Psychology, suggests disciplinary action by spanking can pose serious long-term harm to children. The research reviewed 160,000 children overall, linked repeated spanking to an increased risk of a child being defiant to his or her parents, antisocial, aggressive behavior, mentally ill, and get this, cognitively challenged. The researchers who conducted the study were from the University of Texas in Austin and the University of Michigan. They said their meta-analysis is the most comprehensive on spanking to date. I don't know. I think they dragged a whole bunch of kids into the laboratory and go, all right, start a whooping. Meta-analysis is they probably looked at a bunch of people with mental illness or aggressive behavior or cognitively challenged, and they went back and, you know, how were you disciplined? And they found that those of us that were, but I'm a little confused over 50 years because, I mean, most of us were disciplined that way until, you know, the last couple decades. So they say our analysis focuses on what Americans would recognize as spanking and not on potentially abusive behaviors, because we know the child abuse, unfortunately, leads to those things as well. We found that spanking was associated, they said, with unintended detrimental outcomes and was not associated with more immediate or long-term compliance, which is what the parents, I guess, want, right? You know, they're smacking you, so you do what they want. And they found that it wasn't even successful for that. So study authors define spanking as an open-handed hit on the behind or extremities. Okay, so this didn't even include belts. And they found that disciplinary action was significantly linked with 13 of the 17 outcomes they analyzed. And they said all those outcomes were detrimental. So spanking does the opposite of what parents usually want us to do. And I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I think spanking is a stupid way to discipline a kid. But, you know, I'll finish with this, and then I'll tell you what I think we need to do. And, of course, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. So researchers drew their results by reviewing various studies and consistently found negative behavioral associations with spanking. And let me see here. What else did they say? Okay, so they say we hope that this will educate parents. Okay. All right, so why do we spank our kids? Why do kids get smacked? Why do they, I mean, when we were growing up, why? Because it was a negative reinforcement behavior that our parents learned. Okay, I mean, for, you know, generations after generations, even in the animal kingdom. Okay, I mean, you see animals, even my animals, you know, Shake will smack the, I mean, he'll just take his paw and just smack the other cats in line. And it was a, this was kind of an ingrained thing where if you can't yell and get something done, then you unfortunately go physical. But if you go to the root of why parents spank and feel the need to spank is they want the child to, A, listen. Okay? It's very hard to be distracted and playing a video game if you're over dad's knee getting a whooping, right? Also, they want it to be a memorable experience. Okay? A whooping, and again, I'm not condoning it. It's a very bad thing. But what it is designed to do is, do you remember when you, I mean, I remember certain significant whoopings. And I remember them. And I mean, wow, my behavior has changed ever since. Now, if a parent is punishing you for something appropriate, it could, okay, in essence, have some sort of positive turn of events where you don't do it again. But these studies are finding, no, the kids will still do the same thing. Because parents aren't spanking many times to teach an actual lesson methodically. They're doing it because they're mad. Well, if your parent opens up a can of whoop butt on you and starts beating your butt because they're in a bad mood or they had a bad day or you tick them off, you're not learning anything. And that's how these studies are finding that spanking is worthless. I mean, you need to methodically figure out these punishments. You know how we keep telling you every time a child makes you mad, you need to go into the other room, take a big deep breath, and count to 10. Because otherwise, you're going to turn around and start whipping them, and you can't do that. You'll end up in jail. Okay? You know, if your child, I spanked my kid once, and it was very memorable, and I told you guys, what happened is I was at the park with the little Brock was a baby, and Stone was a few years older, is still a few years older, and there was a little girl he was playing with in the park. And there's a van that, I mean, it was the saddest ice cream truck I've ever seen. All right, I mean, it did not look like an ice cream. It looked like a white van with a couple stickers on it. And it was about a football length away because the park is a very big park. It's about 2 football fields in length. It's a little big park. And Stone goes, I want to go with so-and-so, this girl, to get some ice cream. And I look at this truck and I go, oh, hell to the no. That is not an ice cream truck. It looks like a white van, and I'm scared of you getting abducted into the white van. So the answer is no. You know, oh, you'll get a treat later. The answer is no. Well, then I'm, you know, busy with the other baby, you know, and changing his diaper, and I look around, and Stone's gone. And he and the little girl are now about a football field and a half's length, maybe about, I don't know, how many feet away now from this truck, from this van. And I am over here with the baby on the table that I'm changing, and here's Stone all the way there with this little girl after I said no, oh, hell, to the no. So I took him home, and I gave him a spanking. But the reason why, it wasn't that I was mad, because I had to stop everything and run and get him, is I needed him to know that mommy is not somebody you don't listen to. And going to a stranger and going to a strange van is going to have a very scary outcome. Either by what happens in the van or by what mama's going to do when you get home. And I got to tell you, that spanking was effective. So, I that was the one time. And, I mean, it was just on the button. He didn't cry because, you know, he's got a butt like mine where it's really, really kind of squishy, you know. But, I mean, he had to know. And after that, I don't think I've ever had to spank him again. So when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about ways where you could get your spouse to do what you want, get your coworkers to do what you want, and get your kids to do what you want. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Dahlia, still thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a very good article that I saw on Forbes was called 8 Tips for Dealing with a Know-It-All Coworker. And when I read this, I could totally extrapolate it or I could connect it to what we're talking about with parenting. All right? When you're a parent or you're a manager or a coworker, you want things your way. I do. I want things to happen my way. And if I have people I am working with as a team, I want to know that they don't screw up what my plan is. And I want them to do what I want. When you're a parent, you want your kids to do what you want. And so it's very, very interesting how whether you want to get your spouse to do something that they won't, and you want to get your coworker, or you want to get your kid, it's all the same type of psychological techniques. It's all the same strategy, okay? So, for example, with this, they say, all right, for a know-it-all coworker, they say, be empathetic. The coworker may irritate you, but remember that his or her know-it-all attitude is probably stemming from a confidence issue or some deeper personal issue. Rather than get angry, allow yourself to be empathetic. Okay, so let's take this to a child that's not listening to you, okay? You got to understand, they're 3 years old. They're 5 years old. They're a teenager. The reason why parents and kids have so much difficulty, oh, and my kids are in the eye-rolling stage. Oh, that makes me mad. They roll their eyes at me. And I see my husband, he gets mad when the kids have an attitude. And you forget, yes, they're growing facial hair. Yes, they're growing taller. Yep, they're needing deodorant. But they're still kids. And you have to realize that it's not a 40-year-old man, you know, being obstinate. It's a kid that has all these hormones going crazy. And it's a kid that he doesn't know how he's supposed to take a stand. He's supposed to be a man in I don't know how many more months. He's supposed to be technically in American society a man. And he doesn't know who he's supposed to confront and challenge and prepare. I mean, one of the reasons from an evolutionary standpoint why kids are so obstinate and challenging is that's how they get ready for the real world. You know, one of my friends, his son is, I think, 18 years old or 19 years old, and he just got his real estate license. And, you know, I'm really, really proud of him. But I look at him and I go, okay, he's going to be going out there now, competing with other realtors, dealing with clients. Is he ready? I mean, it's scary out there. I mean, I'm talking to medical students, and they're like, I'm supposed to be a doctor, so like in months. I'm supposed to be out there. And so how else are these kids ready for the outside world? Who do they dress rehearsal with? Well, the parents. And they take on the parents, and that's why the fights happen. So you have to, as a grown-up, okay, or as a coworker or whatever, understand what the situation is, okay? Number two, they say pick your battles. So let's say it's an employee or your spouse, and we've talked about picking your battles, all right? It could be very, very exhausting, and many times they will repeatedly mess with you. You need to pick the battle, okay? The big problem I had with my parents is they would nuclear bomb every time when they didn't have to. Okay, they could have very easily said, all right, you were being a smart aleck, okay, you're going to write a letter, okay, and you are going to write a 20-page letter to me on why being a smart aleck was not a good thing to do. Instead, they didn't do that. They went all, I mean, it was the same punishment if you were a smart aleck as if you ran away from home with a boyfriend, which my sister did. It was the same punishment. No. Okay? You need to pick your battles. You need to pick when you're going to drop the nuclear bomb on the kid. Okay? Like, okay, you have lost computer for a week, or you're not going to prom, or you're, I mean, you know, when you decide that, you can't be doing that for every little thing. You got to pick your battles. Same thing with a coworker, same thing with a spouse. Otherwise, you're fighting about everything. Okay? You also have to lead by example. All right, so your coworkers, they don't want to do what you're doing, or your coworkers aren't working. You're like, you know what? I want to get out early on Friday. I'm going to get this done now. All right, and they'll say, you know, that's a good idea. I think I would like to get out early. So sometimes them seeing you work and them seeing you do, you know, same thing with the kid. Okay, you want your kid to eat right, then you need to eat right. You want your kid to quit smoking, then you need to quit smoking. Okay, so you got to lead by example, okay? Another thing they say here is be armed with your own facts. So let's say you're dealing with a coworker. And it's very interesting how this could be used in both scenarios. All right, so you know, if your coworker, let's say, is a know-it-all and just obviously no help, okay? You know, they say, make sure you have your statistics, make sure you have your facts. And remember, your coworker isn't going to want to be put down or put to place, you know? But you could say, look, you know, I appreciate your input. You are right. Take a look at the statistic. You got this. I think though, the other point, I think they came up with this number. And, I mean, you know, give them a little credit, but also show them that you both need to improve. And this is what you did to improve. Because that could screw you up at work, having a coworker that comes in with the wrong data. Well, same thing with your kid. Your kid's going to be a know-it-all going, Mom, no, alcohol's not going to hurt me. That you need to show them. I mean, that doctor that took her kid to work to let her see all the STDs, all right? I mean, she showed her the facts. And sometimes if kids don't listen to you, they'll listen to somebody else, or they'll listen or they'll see if they see the facts, okay? Sometimes you need to keep a sense of humor, okay? Whether it's a coworker, whether it's a kid. Sometimes what your kids do is pretty funny. Like my kid trying to make hot cocoa by sticking a packet just in the microwave and setting the microwave on fire. And I mean, there were sparks and flames, and it was, I mean, wow, because the cocoa packet is lined with foil. Now I could joke about it. I couldn't joke about it before. So here's some deliberate examples that I did with my kid. So, you know, my kid would be screaming in the middle of a restaurant. Okay? Well, if I was screaming in the middle of the restaurant, my dad would probably, you know, backhand me in the middle of the restaurant, or my mom would, and that's what they did back in the 70s and 80s, okay? Nowadays, you'll go to jail. My brother-in-law was just yelling at his kid at a Pizza Hut, and somebody called the cops. All he was doing was yelling at the kid. So what you do, take the kid out of there, take the kid to the car, make sure the air conditioning is on, close the door, make sure you have the keys so the kid's not locked in an air-conditioned car, and let the kid scream. Then I open the door, and I ask, are you done? Wah! Then I close the door. Are you done? Wah! Close the door. And after a while, they get tired. I could be here all day long. One of my patients had triplets, and she said she was in Walmart, and the triplets were acting up, and she left all three carts. She didn't leave the kids. And she goes, you're going home and getting punished. And she just dropped the carts, left them there, and took the kids. And I'm sure Walmart wasn't happy because they had to now put everything back. But she said, Dahlia, you have to demonstrate to your kids that just, because they're going to act up in a store, they're going to act up in a restaurant, that you have no problem stopping everything, even coming home from work. See, that's the thing. These kids do a lot of stuff when you're at work because they know you're not, I have no problem turning off the radio, and I'm sure you guys listening to the radio are happy about that if I'm not on air. I have no problem coming home and dealing with this if I have to deal with it. Right, but remember, the purpose of punishments, okay, if we now go back to punishments, is you want to make sure they remember why it's not a good thing to do, and you want to choreograph them, I don't want to use the word manipulate, choreograph them and encourage them to make a different choice. So explain that to them. You know, reaching for a hot pot will get you burnt. Okay? If not, here are your other choices. Call mom. Call dad. Use a pot holder. Teach them. Make it a teaching, a learning event. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Don't go away.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
Dovite.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
When I was 16 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a little bit of drama going on in Harvard. A mumps outbreak at Harvard University has affected 40 members of the school community in the last 2 months. And right now, a dozen students have been in isolation as of Monday evening. Now, Harvard first announced in March that there were two confirmed cases of the mumps
in school. The number has continued to rise despite investigations into the infection's cause and you know, the efforts to isolate. So the public health department in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Harvard is located, determined a month ago that all infected students to that point had received a mumps vaccine prior to contracting the infection. So she hasn't heard of any confirmed cases in the city unrelated to that. Now, the mumps is a viral infection that causes swelling in the salivary glands and cheeks. Many of you remember from the 50s and the 60s how you would be sick for a while. I mean, you felt horrible, you had huge swelling, and it was the mumps. And then eventually they came out with the vaccine. And so by the time my generation came, we had the MMR, the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine. So we never got the mumps and the measles like our parents and grandparents did. And so what is very interesting with that is this happened to students that had received a mumps vaccine prior to contracting the infection. So they had received the vaccine. You know, when we had that measles outbreak in, I think, what did they say? It started in Disneyland. There was a bunch of kids, might have been from a foreign country, came to Disneyland. And then some kids, I guess, started to get infected with the measles, and there was the outbreak of that. And so when I first heard that, I was like, and some of the kids that got the measles were actually vaccinated against the measles. And so there was a lot of media talking about, you see why we have to vaccinate, and all this media attention on why we have issues with parents not vaccinating. But I was confused why they weren't talking about the people that were vaccinated coming down with it as well. And the reason why I was concerned, because I'm pro-vaccine, but the reason why I was concerned is, why are vaccinated kids coming down with measles? All right? Why are vaccinated students in Harvard coming down with mumps? So what we then need to look at is exactly what happened with the pertussis outbreak in L.A. So my concern with the pertussis outbreak was, you know, many people who were vaccinated, maybe that vaccine is starting to be obsolete and we need to fine tune the vaccine that we're using. Or maybe these bacteria and these viruses are outsmarting the vaccines. So when you have a measles outbreak and people who were vaccinated with the measles come down with it, you got to look at, is the vaccine working? Is the person responding to the vaccine? Again, is the vaccine working? Is it working for the specific pathogen? And is it working to enhance the immune system so that our bodies can fight the correct virus? And then, are we looking at something new that's taking over? You know, one theory, if I continue to see these outbreaks of communicable diseases that we are vaccinating people for, then my theory would be there could be something we're doing to our body. Well, one theory is obviously we have new pathogens or mutated pathogens that are still in the same family. But the other theory is that maybe our bodies don't know how to build up an immune system and these vaccines aren't doing what they're supposed to. And the vaccine is the same, but our bodies are different. And we need to then figure out a better way to become immune to these illnesses. So I've only seen in my practicing years, one case of the measles. It was a kid that got the measles vaccine. I was in Lake Havasu emergency room, and the kid comes in about a week or two later with spots all over him. And I'm like, so that's the measles. And the mom's like, but he was vaccinated. And I go, well, maybe he came down with it from the vaccine. It was a very mild case, but he had it. And it was, once you see it, you're like, ah, you know, because in this day and age, with people vaccinated, you never really see the measles. So good job for these doctors picking up on mumps and measles when, you know, we don't usually see it. And so, unfortunately, you know, so the kid came down with measles, he was fine. But in that particular case, unfortunately, what we believe happened is he got a mild form of the measles from the vaccine. So what happens is some vaccines are the killed virus, and we talked about that. Most of your flu vaccines that you guys are getting as a shot and not the nasal spray, but the shot form is a killed vaccine, is a killed virus. So the virus is killed. The wall or the shell of the virus, kind of an octagon type shape, hexagon type shape, that, depending on whatever their shape is, I look at that. That's what your body then gets. So it only gets a wall. So then your body has to recognize it. It learns to recognize it. So then when the real flu comes your way, it knows how to fight it so you don't get sick. Okay? So a live attenuated vaccine. Now, those would be your measles, your mumps, your rubella, your chickenpox, the varicella. These live attenuated ones are a virus that are weakened so far down to the point. They are so far weak that they won't really cause you to be sick. And it's called a live attenuated virus. And those viruses, they do very well as vaccines, which is why most of us have not gotten measles, mumps, or rubella. So, however, you could have the immune system where a live attenuated virus vaccine could make you sick. So I'm wondering if there are starting to be changes in our immune system where when we get a vaccine, it's not doing the trick. And we need to figure this out because the vaccine business is a very large one. And now we get lots and lots of vaccines. And you have a lot of parents concerned. And the last thing we need is to find out that some of these vaccines aren't working. And now that adds some more of the hype of people that don't want to get vaccines. They're like, see, they don't work anyway. Don't do that. I mean, there could be a vaccine out there that is so damn good and is exactly what you need, and you don't get it. I mean, look what's going on with Ebola now and Zika. I mean, people are like, okay, we need vaccines now. I mean, trust me, you want vaccines out there. You don't want to get Ebola to have your body trained. And a lot of us are like, let's let our body get natural bacteria and natural viruses. Yes and no, okay? You know, personally, I kind of like that I have the chicken pox because then I wouldn't get it again as an adult. But the bad to that is now I could get shingles. And shingles could be pretty, pretty bad because the chicken pox virus as a kid that decides to hide out in a nerve could come out at any time when I'm stressed. And many of you guys know I'm always stressed. And God forbid it comes near my eye. If that's when the shingles decides to pop out, that can make me go blind. So, that's an example of, well, maybe this is good that we're vaccinated against varicella, so later we don't have people having shingles. Okay? If they come up with an Ebola vaccine that we could all routinely give, if Ebola, God forbid, ever comes our way, I am going to want to take that vaccine. That is not a virus I want to take in and let my body get used to or immune. Now, mind you, some people that did get Ebola and healed from it did just that. You know, the swine flu back in the 50s and 60s, many old people did not, in 2009, become afflicted with the swine flu when we got it. And we got it bad because they had it in their teenage years and survived. So we need to find the happy medium with natural forming immunity and the need for vaccinations. The problem is many of these are very deadly pathogens. And we don't want to play around with our kids. We want to make sure they're protected. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.